All right, back on the Young Turks. All right, Cass, you got a news item for us.
I do. So yesterday I just briefly mentioned how I came across like a conservative guy tweeting about a segment CNN did where a black mom started using profanity during her interview. Like, she was being interviewed because she's a victim of the hurricane in Houston. She was at one of these shelters. She used the word shit, and she also used the word fuck. And she's frustrated because she was having a tough time. She was shivering, she was cold, she was having a tough time feeding her kids because of the chaos. And so she's a victim, just like everyone else in Houston, of this terrible storm. And so people, like, it wasn't just that conservative guy. Today I came across multiple articles where people in the media are, because here's another thing. She said to the reporter, the CNN reporter, like, we're over here suffering and you're putting a microphone in our face and you're asking us questions. Like, she had apparently agreed to do the interview, but she was also frustrated at the fact that, you know, it almost seemed like tragedy porn, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the sense that I get from her. Like, that's what she was trying to imply. And so, look, she's in an emotional place, to say the least, okay? She is in the middle of all this chaos, doesn't know how things are gonna turn out. And so she criticized the reporter, and everyone in the media, like everyone that I've seen in the media, jumps to the reporter's defense, right? Like, and everyone in the media is like so offended by what, like, can people in positions of privilege just calm the fuck down? Just calm down, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're not the victim. I get it. It kind of sucks when someone criticizes you to your face, and I get it. People want to get defensive. Just calm down. And by the way, to be fair, it's not everyone in the media. I did see a couple people, you know, defend the mom. But look, until you're in that position and you're out alone trying to protect yourself and your kids in the middle of all this chaos, just calm down. Okay? Yeah. Don't be so freaking judgmental and stop pretending like you're the victim. You're not the victim here.
So a couple of things that go off of that. One is, and I tell you guys all the time, what's the biggest crime in Washington? Being uncivil. So you can bomb people to oblivion, you can kill hundreds of thousands of civilians, nobody gives a shit. You could torture people, no one cares. You said shit on TV, oh my God. Civility has broken down. And so they'll get all emotional about that.
Yeah.
Whereas John Bolton, Don Rumsfeld, and Dick Cheney are wonderful guys. Because they don't curse. They kill people, but they don't curse.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Dave Chappelle's. He rapes, but he saves, right? So in this case, they kill, but they don't curse. They kill, but they don't curse.
Right.
You curse, but you've done nothing wrong. No, you're gone. Secondly, this goes along the theme that we're talking about during the show with the Tommy Lawrence story. And yeah, I'm a little bit of a warpath on it. If your establishment, welcome to TV, everything's great. If you're a right winger, welcome to TV, God bless, no problem at all. Okay, you're anything to the left of Hillary Clinton, fuck off. No way. No, you want to defend her, you want to whatever, you want to talk about climate change. No.
I definitely see what you're saying, where it seems as though conservatives get rewarded for saying crazy things all the time. And if you're someone on the left, like, you know, you immediately get like that eyebrow raise. But what I'm more frustrated about is the fact that stupid people get rewarded, okay? Like, bad people get rewarded. People who have no interest in bettering the country, in informing people, in helping people. Like, those are the people that get rewarded, right? That have they make no logical sense whatsoever. They keep getting invited for these panels and these segments. They're the ones who get the, you know, pricey ass contracts. They're the ones who get the platform. And I think that's the part that annoys me, because look, if you're on the right and you're making decent points, you know, I might disagree with you, but you at least come from a place of some rationale or logic. Cool.
No, I got no problem with that. I just don't know why left wingers are banned. I'll give you another example. So Joy Reid gets to do a show on MSNBC. Look, as a person, I like Joy. We know each other a tiny bit, and we've talked a bunch of times because we used to work at MSNBC together, and we ran into each other and stuff. So it's not personal, but she gets to do a show on MSNBC where she shits on progressives day in, day out, day in, day out. If you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, you're an idiot, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're the scum of the earth, etc. But to be fair, remember that show on MSNBC or any other television channel that's solely in favor of Bernie Sanders and does likewise to Hillary Clinton supporters? They're racist, they're sexist, they're piece of shit, they're destroying the Democratic Party. Oh, right, that's not allowed on TV. I mean, you're not allowed to have a Bernie Sanders supporter have a show, period, let alone say 1% of the stuff that the establishment says about progressives. And yes, real progressives, okay? Mm-hmm. As opposed to fake progressives who love that donor money. And so, yeah, no, TV is enormously fucking biased and right wing. So deal with it. I mean, so, and when you say that to them, they're like, I do declare, they're crazy leftists. No wonder they're not allowed on TV. I think you kind of proved my point. But anyway, so, God, you drive me fucking crazy. Look, guys, it's not personal even about us, right? So I know, like, if I'm out there, I'm thinking, like maybe it's Bitterman or something, right? No, for God's sake, put anybody on TV that is actually represents progressives. Why don't you have as many progressives on as right-wingers? Oh, what do you mean? I have Anna Navarro on. She's a fucking Republican. She just doesn't like Trump, right? What do you mean? I have Anderson Cooper on. What, I thought you said he wasn't liberal.
I really like Anna Navarro, though.
Oh, shit, whatever.
She's feisty, man. She's good.
Okay, she's fine. I have no problems with her. Why is there no equivalent of that on the left? What do we have? Van Jones, kind of Sally Cohn?
I'm stuck on Anna Navarro. Recently, she was debating someone about Trump on some cable show. I don't remember which one. But she told him, she got really loud with him when he challenged her a little bit. And she was like, you're getting real close to my danger zone. And I thought it was so funny.
But I tell you what, look, I'm on a warpath. That's funny, but if a progressive Bernie Sanders supporter told someone in the establishment, you're getting close to my danger zone, they'd be like, we fucking knew it. These fucking alt-left guys, and they're dangerous, and look at the crazy stuff they're saying on air. Banned. Mm-hmm. Okay? So there, it creates a warped atmosphere in the country. Yes, the people who watch television are ancient. Okay, that's fine. But all the influencers watch television. All the people making decisions in the country watch CNN. And all they see is stuff that is massively tilted to the right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're against Trump. It's not a high bar, okay? Right-winger establishment Republicans are against Trump. So that says nothing at all. Okay, anyway. On to lighter topics.
Please move on to something lighter.
Kind of a transition. Anna and I were on Larry Wilmore's podcast today.
Yeah.
Black on the Air, which is such a great title.
Yeah.
Like the best title ever for a podcast. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun, yeah. I love Larry Wilmore.
No, he's hard not to love.
He's such a lovable person, and he's such a great person. You know, when you meet him and you interact with him, he's just genuine. You know, what you see on air is what you get, which is great. And I'm also now obsessed with Insecure on HBO, and I'm super obsessed with Issa Rae, who's the main character in Insecure. And Larry Wilmore is the executive producer behind it.
Which is cool.
It's just fucking awesome. Like, that's what I got to do this morning.
Yeah. And how psyched will you be if Larry hooks you up with Issa Rae and you guys are besties?
She's too cool to be my bestie. Like, okay, she's gonna be like, who's this weirdo who's like fangirling over me? But I would definitely fangirl. I'm obsessed with that show. It's so funny. If you haven't watched it, please give it a shot. It's a really, really funny show.
Yeah.
And she's a great actress.
No, yeah, it's all absolutely true. And Larry's very open-minded, and he said something during the podcast. You should watch it, okay? You should listen to it. When he says something like, look, talking about racism, he's like, that's for activists like me. The Democratic politicians should talk about the economy.
Should talk about policy, yeah.
Yeah, should talk about policy. And I was like, that is so smart and open-minded and forward-thinking, right?
Yep.
And so, Yeah, from his mouth to God's ears. Anyway, so he had done that White House Correspondents' Dinner, mm-hmm. where he let him have it, and of course after that he wound up going on TV a lot less, yeah. Other than his own show, of course, right? Mm-hmm. But cable news, he said, when we're talking to him today on the podcast, you could hear for yourself. CNN didn't have him on for a long time after that.
Oh, but they'll have Scotty Nell Hughes on.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll have Jeffrey Lord on. They'll have Scotty Nell Hughes on. They'll have all sorts of lunatics on. But you hurt our feelings by saying things that are true, Larry Wilmore, right? Anyway, you can see partly why I'm on the warpath on that issue. Okay. Well, let's get away from it. I'm going to rule against Siri.
Okay.
I don't use Siri. No one actually uses Siri. And every time you press that button for a little too long.
I know.
Ba-ding!
Siri.
How can I help you? Just shush. It happened earlier in the post game.
I'm so over Siri. And also.
Siri's kind of a bitch.
You know what? She is kind of a bitch.
Okay,
you know why? Right? Okay, first of all, no one enjoys or is excited about setting their alarm clock to 6 a.m. But you know who is excited? Fucking Siri.
She just asked me that.
Oh.
She's like, do you want me to set your alarm clock for 6:30 a.m.? Like, no, I don't.
No, watch. Yeah, she's fucking eager to do it. Like, she's a weirdo. Watch. Set my alarm for 4 a.m.
I don't think it
is. I didn't find any appointments for tomorrow at 4 a.m. Shall I
create? You know you're on air, bitch. Like, that's what's going on. Okay,
she's
but
like,
usually
I shall now fuck with you.
So usually I'll be like, set the alarm for 6 a.m. She'll be like, okay, I turned it on. And it's like, why are you so excited about, I know it's a robot, it's a computer, it's whatever.
If you
but
said
like,
9 a.m., you would have said the same thing.
I wanted to calm down a little bit. But I do use Siri for that one thing.
Oh, you do?
And she annoys me for that.
Oh, I would never trust her to do that.
Really?
Yeah, no, why? I just set it myself. I don't, like, it takes one more button push. Like, whereas, like, yeah, because you know why? Because of what just happened. Siri's like, I find no appointments at 4 a.m. And if you didn't hear it right, you're like, oh, it's gone. I'm going to get up at 4 and make the plane. And then you're like, what the fuck happened, Siri? She's like, I told you, I didn't find any appointments at 4 a.m. Oh, for fuck's sake.
But you're like, you're a little technologically challenged. So I'm surprised that you don't want Siri to do it for you, that you want to do it yourself.
No, because I don't trust her.
When was the last
time? She's shady.
When was the last time you did an update on your phone?
Sometimes it forces me to do it.
Like, okay, thank
God. Yeah, it'll be like, hey, Dick, you haven't updated this in a long, long time. This is getting out of hand. And like, if it catches me in just the right mood, I'll be like, all right, you
win.
It's
so important for security purposes too. So like, every once in a while when I'm updating my phone, I'll think about you. And I'm like, I hope Cenk has updated his phone. Security.
I don't know, man. I'm trying my best. All right, last thing. I promised you John Iadarola's story.
Yeah.
So he says he's exhausted from the trip up north. And I was curious why, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought like, you're on a ship with nothing to do, man. Take a load off, right? And it turns out, no, they're shooting nonstop. And he said he's mic'd for 8 hours in the day. So you have to remember not to say stupid shit, right? You have to like constantly be presenting to the camera, and this is an iceberg, and it is now melting, climate change, right? Yada, yada. And whatever they're doing, it's like, it's kind of fun, but he has to be on the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, that is kind of exhausting. Anyway, go
and
back right now.
Jet lagged and all that other stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I do not envy him.
Oh, but he said he wanted to correct something I said in the post game. He said there actually is a lovely cafe in that place that he was in.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's mad that I made the prediction that he was going to come back ripped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why was he mad about that?
He's mad
at weird things.
I think he's mad because it set like an unreasonable expectation. Because I thought he was like in the middle of nowhere with no real food. I thought he was eating like astronaut food. So I'm like, he's gonna be eating astronaut food. He's gonna be doing like push-ups all day. Like there's nothing else to do there. So why wouldn't he do push-ups all day? So he's gonna come back ripped. And so he came back and he's not ripped. And apparently there was a cafe there. Not that he looks bad, but he's John, you know?
Yeah, he's John.
Okay. That's not what I mean. I mean, he's not like, oh, I'm John. He's like, I'm John.
That was worse than anything else. That was awesome.
No, John is muscular and stuff.
Oh, sure. Just keep digging.
I want to stop talking about John's body, okay? This is terrible.
Keep digging.
Hostile work environment.
Okay, for John.
Yeah.
So first of all, he wasn't in prison. You make it sound like it's got nothing to do. He's going to do workout all day long. Second of all, when you said astronaut food, I thought you were going somewhere else. Like,
I thought I was going to eat, like, you know, dried potatoes and whatever. Right.
Well, next time we'll make them. But my favorite part of that story is that John thinks there was some sort of unreasonable expectation because you said that in a post game. Yeah. Dude, no one remembers. Everybody forgot. Yeah. The North does not remember.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Our members, you know, you guys are savvy with the social media. So they tweeted to him immediately after that post game, I guess. And so he like kind of held on to that grudge until he came back. And so he brought it up and I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, you said I was going to get ripped. And I was like, oh, yeah.
So, okay.
John's a great guy.
By the way, let's end on this. Guess who hasn't gotten ripped yet?
I'm gonna get ripped. Watch, you'll see.
I'm gonna get ripped.
How many times have
Cenk, you've got to stop working out.
Hasn't happened yet. So you were busting my chops earlier, which I agree with you on. Uh-huh. So I'm gonna make it public.
Okay.
Because I had said to her, no, give me till May, and then May I'll start.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'll have less meetings, I'll start working out. And yesterday I had 10 meetings. Part of why I couldn't be on the show. So hadn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But all right, we should have a contest. Who's gonna get ripped first? Me or John Iarola? Okay. First of all, correct answer, neither.
No, you never know. I have faith in John.
You see this? You see this kind of disrespect? Okay. I think I might agree with you. All right. Okay, that's all we got. So I'll see you guys in a couple hours on Old School. Mark Thompson and Steve-O on today. That's a fun combo. Mm-hmm. All right, see you guys there.